The man known as Dr. Death is released from prison, and that has people talking about assisted suicides for terminally ill patients. Wisconsin State Senator Fred Risser has introduced the so-called Death with Dignity legislation about five different times, including in the current session of the legislature. It would legalize doctor-assisted suicides in our state.
And I think one of the reasons for legislation is to avoid the type of activity that Mr. Kevorkian was involved in. In other words, rather than have one person set up his or her own rules, society ought to be able to define the parameters and provide for safe care for individuals who want to go this route.
The 79-year-old Dr. Jack Kevorkian claims to have helped more than 130 terminally ill people die in the 1990s. Opponents say it is wrong to kill, no matter what. And they also worry about patients making a critical decision based on incomplete information or a misdiagnosis. However, Risser says there are many safeguards in his legislation, giving patients several opportunities along the way to change their minds about ending their lives in this manner.
We have provided, for instance, that one has to be a mentally competent individual. He has to be reviewed by several doctors. He has to make a request in writing. Some time has to elapse. Further approval has to be made.
The Madison Democrat says without such legislation, those suffering from extreme pain and others like Dr. Jack Kevorkian would simply take matters into their own hands. Oregon is the only state to legalize assisted suicides. California is set to vote in the coming days on similar legislation called the Compassionate Choices Act. Risser's bill has not had many hearings and has never gone to the full legislature for debate, but he says his bill has a lot of public support. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.